Trinculo and Stephano. Trinculo, not a mere waffen, but a witty clown. Trinculo is a jester or a joker, and he certainly makes a substantial contribution to the comedy of the play. Which makes his first appearance, he is looking for some shelter for himself against the impending storm. He thinks himself to be the only survivor of the shipwreck which has taken place. He has landed upon the seashore all alone, and he thinks that everybody else had perished in the sea, roaming about on the island. He sees certain signs in the sky to indicate that another storm is brewing. He doesn't know where he would hide his head if a storm as furious as the one which had previously wrecked the ship begins to blow. Then he happens to see Caliban, who is feeling afraid at the approach of Trinculo and laying flat on the ground in an effort to escape observation. On seeing Caliban, Trinculo thinks him to be a fish, and this is how he expresses his view of the creature lying before him on the ground. A fish, he smells like a fish, a very ancient and a fish-like smell, a kind of, not the newest poison, a strange fish. Thus Trinculo thinks Caliban to be a fish of some strange and unknown variety. Caliban appears to him to be such a strange creature that Trinculo thinks that he would be able to make a lot of money if he could take his fish to England and exhibit it to the people where Trinculo says that the English people ask an admission fee in order to see it. English people are so callous that they would not pay even a small coin to lame beggars. And yet, says Trinculo, the English people are also so inquisitive that they would not mind spending some money in order to see a curious and a strange creature like this fish which lies before him. Then it occurs to Trinculo that this creature is not a fish but a native of this island, who was struck by lightning. Then hearing the thunder of the clouds, Trinculo decides to hide himself beneath this native cloak. Accordingly, Trinculo creeps beneath Caliban's cloak, saying, "I will here throw till drags of the storm be past." We indeed feel amused when Trinculo hides himself under Caliban's cloak. The situation here is partial because Caliban, on his part, thinks that Trinculo is one of the spirits of Prospero and that the spirit has been sent by Prospero to torment him. Trinculo's comment upon the character of the English people is satirical and shows that Trinculo is no mere buffoon but is a witty clown. Trinculo's remark, which amuses us. Then Stephano arrives on the scene singing and drinking from the bottle which he carries in his hand. Trinculo feels surprised and also pleased to see Stephano because he had been under the impression that he was the only survivor of the shipwreck. He now tells Stephano that this creature under whose cloak he had hidden himself had been mistaken by him to be the dead body of a native of this island. Referring to Caliban, he says, "I took him to be killed with a thunderstroke." And then he asks, "But art thou not drowned, Stephano? I hope now thou art not drowned. Is the storm overblown? I hid me under the dead moon's crab gabardine for the fear of the storm. And art thou living, Stephano? O Stephano, two Neapolitans crabbed." Here we again feel amused by Trinculo's remark. We are amused firstly by the way in which he expresses his surprise and his joy at finding Stephano also to be alive like himself. And then we feel amused by the way in which he refers to Caliban as the dead moon cap, meaning the ugly, deformed creature. And we feel amused again when Trinculo asks Stephano once more if Stephano is really alive. Trinculo's contemptuous but amusing phrases about Caliban. Later, there is plenty of comedy arising from Trinculo's contemptuous remarks about Caliban, whom he certainly doesn't like, and who doesn't like him. Trinculo speaks of Caliban as a very shallow monster, as a most perfidious and drunken monster, as a poppy-headed monster, as a most scurvy monster, as an abdominal monster, as a most ridiculous monster, as an howling monster. We feel greatly amused indeed by these epithets which Trinculo uses for Caliban in contrast to Stephano's description of Caliban as a brave monster. Stephano, drinking and singing. Stefano is the king of Alonso's butler. When in the course of the storm he is swept ashore, he thinks that he is the only survivor of the shipwreck. Just as Trinculo thinks himself to be the sole survivor till he meets Stefano, while Trinculo has swum ashore like a duck, Stefano has clung to a cask of wine which the sailors had thrown into the sea, which had served Stefano as a kind of boat. Stefano is already semi-drunk when he first appears in the play. In his semi-drunk condition, he is singing a sailor song. After singing a few lines, he says that the tune of this song is scurvy, that is, jarring or unmusical. He thereupon seeks comfort in the bottle of wine which he is carrying. His view of Caliban as a monster with four legs. Seeing the strange shapes of Caliban lying on the ground and hearing some words which Caliban has muttered, Stefano says, "What's the matter? Have we devils here? Do you put tricks upon the wit savages and men and in ha? I have not scaped drowning to be afeared, now of your four legs." Thus Stefano also doesn't regard Caliban in human being. To him also Caliban appears to be some kind of monster, especially because Stefano sees not only the two legs of Caliban, but also two legs of Trinculo, who lies hidden under the Caliban's cloak. This whole situation is farcical and funny. Stefano thus comments on the creature with four legs. "This is some monster of the sail with four legs, who hath got, as I take it, an arg. I'll give him some relief, if it be but for that, if I can recover him, and I keep him tame, and get to Naples with him, he is present for any emperor." In other words, it seems to Stefano that his creature is some monster of the island with four legs and suffering from an arg. But just at that time, Caliban, feeling uncomfortable on account of the closeness of Trinculo, utters a few words of complaint. Whereupon Stefano begins to wonder where this devil has learned the human language from. Then, wanting to provide some relief to this monster, he pours some wine into his mouth, saying that if he can restore his creature to his normal condition, he would take him to Naples, where he can make a gift of him to some great man. Thus, Stefano also thinks that Caliban, who looks like a monster or a devil, would arouse the wonder and the curiosity of the people. Caliban's view of Stefano as a god descended from heaven. At this stage, Trinculo recognizes Stefano's voice and feels delighted to find that one other man has also survived the shipwreck. On being asked by Trinculo how Stefano had saved himself from drowning, Stefano replies that he had escaped upon a cask of wine which the sailors had thrown into the sea. Caliban, now feeling intoxicated by the wine, begins to think that Stefano is some brave god who has brought celestial liquor with him from heaven. And Caliban therefore begins to worship Stefano. Stefano, under the influence of the drink, begins to regard this bottle of wine as something sacred. He compares this bottle of wine to the Bible, and just as people have to kiss the Bible as a form of oath before giving their testimony, so Stefano asks Trinculo to kiss his bottle of wine and swear that he had saved himself by swimming to the shore. Stefano then assures Trinculo that he has plenty of wine in the cask on which he had floated on the shore. Stefano then, speaking to Caliban and addressing him as a mooncalf, asks whether he is experiencing any improvement in his condition after having drunk some wine. And Caliban replies that in his opinion Stefano has come down to the earth from the sky above. The conversation among these three fellows continues in the same vein. Each of them being now very much under the influence of wine, Caliban's adoring attitude towards Stefano wins him Stefano's favor, and when a sort of quarrel takes place between Trinculo and Caliban. Stefano takes Caliban's side and goes on to extent of even slapping Trinculo to punish him for having insulted Caliban and having spoken to him too harshly. Stefano's grandiloquent manner of talking to Caliban. Under the influence of liquor, Stefano now declares that he would become the king of the island, whereupon Caliban assures him of his support and says that Stefano can really become the king of his island if he murders a man called Prospero, who at present rules at the island as a tyrant and who treats him very cruelly. Stefano instantly agrees to Caliban's proposal, and Caliban then tempts his further by informing him that Prospero has an exceptionally beautiful daughter whom Stefano would be able to marry if he kills Prospero. Caliban then gives Stefano detailed instruction as to how Prospero can be killed without much difficulty. Stephano says that he would surely kill Prospero and make Prospero's daughter his queen on the island. This is a most amusing situation because of the great contrast between what Stephano says and what the reality is. Stephano says that he would become the king of the island and make Miranda his queen, while the reality is that Prospero, being an all-powerful man, can destroy any number of Stephanos. This is what Stephano says in reply to Caliban's suggestion that he should kill Prospero. Monster, I will kill this man, his daughter, and I will be this daughter, and I will be king and queen. Save our graces and Trinculo, and thyself shall be viceroys. Thus, like the plot Trinculo, the Stephano has appointed Trinculo and Caliban as his viceroys in reply to Stephano's questions as to how he likes this plot. Trinculo replies, excellent. Stephano now shakes hands with Trinculo and expresses a regret at having slapped him. Stephano then begins to sing a song expressing his resolve to kill Prospero, and he asks Trinculo to join him in the singing. Just then, Ariel invisibly begins to play on a drum and pipe hit the tune to which Stephano is singing a song. Stephano feels puzzled by some invisible persons playing the tune of a song, whereupon Caliban asks him if he is feeling afraid. Stephano, in reply to Caliban's question, says that he is not afraid. No, monster, not I, says Stephano. It is noteworthy that, like Trinculo, Stephano also addresses Caliban again and again as a monster, an object of ridicule and a figure of fun. Later, Ariel invisibly lures all the three fellows into a stinking pond of water, where they all get drenched and where Stephano loses his bottle which contained the precious liquor. Stephano then says, I will fetch off my bottle, though I weigh over years for my labor, meaning that he would go back to the pond in order to recover his bottle of wine, even if while weighing so he sinks into the water up to his ears. Soon afterwards, they all start walking towards Prospero's cell, with Caliban showing them the way. But before Stephano can make any further move, his attention is diverted by Trinculo to the gaudy clothes hung by Ariel on a line. Caliban tries his utmost to remind Stephano of his promise to kill Prospero, but all Stephano's attention is now taken by the gaudy clothes. In fact, Stephano begins to regard the worthless clothes as a great treasure, which he would like to carry to the place where his cask of wine lies. He threatens to expel Caliban from this island if Caliban does not help him in carrying these fine clothes to the place where the cask of wine lies. At this point, Prospero sets his dogs and hounds upon the three conspirators, who then run helter-skelter in order to save themselves from being beaten by them. This situation is again farcical and funny. Towards the close of the play, all these three mischief makers are produced before Prospero and Alonso recognizes both his drunken butler and his jester. These two men are still under the influence of drink, nor has Caliban yet fully recovered from the effect of the drink. Thus, Stephano, like Trinculo and Caliban, is a source of comedy in the play. What makes Stephano a comic figure is his drunkenness, his boastfulness, and his bawling manner towards both Trinculo and Caliban. He talks in a grandiloquent manner as if he has already become the king of the island. He slaps Trinculo and threatens to banish Caliban from the island. And yet he feels frightened when he hears a musical tune being played by some invisible being. It is Caliban who assures him that there is nothing to be afraid of on this island, and that the sound which he is hearing and frequently heard here. Ultimately, of course, Stephano, like both Trinculo and Caliban, become an object of ridicule and a figure of fun.